Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. This message is entitled, How to Overcome the Blues. It is for the week of August 8th, 2021. And just as a note, there will be no message posted for August 15th or August 22nd. The call to worship is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Today's message is entitled, How to Overcome the Blues. It's likely that all of us can identify with the blues, that feeling down when you don't quite know why you're feeling that way. I encourage you not to ignore the blues, but to treat them like a warning light, like the check engine light in your car. A check engine light doesn't tell you what's wrong, but it alerts you to a potential issue that you should look into. Christian, when you begin to experience that feeling of the blues, check in with the Lord to see what's up. Ask Him in prayer. And evaluate three areas: your health, your heart, and your head. Your health greatly influences how you are feeling. Ask yourself, is something not right? Am I getting enough rest, enough food, enough exercise? If something seems off with your health, do not ignore it. Get your doctors and healthcare providers involved. So first of all, check your health. Secondly, your heart, as in your spiritual heart. When you go to the Lord in prayer, examine your spiritual state. Is everything okay between you and the Lord? Sin creates a division between yourself and God. Sin not only disrupts your relationship with the Lord, sin within your heart will also mess up your relationship with others. Discern if there is some sin you need to address and deal with. Bring it before the Lord in confession. Ask for His forgiveness. Then seek His wisdom on how to proceed to avoid falling back into that sin. For example, is there need of confession to those impacted by it? Or should there be restitution for my actions? Or do I need to seek out accountability partners to help me avoid this sin again? Now, if you've gone through these first two things, if you see that your health and your relationship with the Lord are good, yet you are still experiencing these feelings of being down, that warning light is still on. So then check one more thing, your head. Check your head, as in your thought process. Ask yourself, what is going on in my head? Evaluate, what am I spending my thought energy on? Also ask yourself, not only what's going on in my head, what's going into my head? What am I allowing into my mind? Ask yourself, who are you listening to? Whether that is a friend or coffee roll or something on the radio, a podcast, television, Netflix. Who are you listening to? Who are you reading? Who are you watching? And are these thoughts ultimately impacting my emotions? these ideas I'm letting into my mind, these ideas I'm beginning to reflect on, are they ultimately impacting my emotions? The Bible, God's word to us, understands our struggle and has answers to help us. Listen to Psalm 42, verse 5 from the Message. Why are you so down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. Christian, God can help you overcome the blues if you will, first of all, the B, believe the positive. Don't make the mistake of allowing your thoughts to be consumed with all that's wrong with the world. These people see the glass as always half empty, and for no good reason. Some people seem to look for, listen to, and concentrate on all the bad things that are happening around them. If we listen to these people, we might conclude that there's no point trying to live a life which pleases God, because it won't do any good. Everything is so bad. Is that really what you believe? Then don't fill your mind with those thoughts. Instead, notice the positive. Looking for the good in others and in your circumstances. Follow the Apostle Paul's advice in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, to control your thought life, both what goes into your mind and what you spend your time thinking about. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 from the Message. He says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Philippians chapter 4, 8 from the Message. So first of all, to overcome the blues, believe the positive. Then the L, look for the purpose. Look for the purpose. Do you believe our God knows what he is doing in this world? He certainly does. He has a purpose in all that he allows for his people. We win over discouragement by remembering this, especially when we struggle to currently see God's plan. The Apostle Peter reminds us, the suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. That's from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, also from the Message translation. 1 Peter 5:10. Sometimes the purpose of what we are going through as Christians is in order to strengthen and increase our faith. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us all in Hebrews chapter 12, 4 to 11, in this all-out match against sin, others have suffered far worse than you, to say nothing of what Jesus went through, all that bloodshed. So, don't feel sorry for yourselves. Or have you forgotten how good parents treat children and that God regards you as his children? My dear child, don't shrug off God's discipline, but don't be crushed by it either. It is the child he loves that he disciplines. The child he embraces, he also corrects. God is educating you. That's why you must never drop out. He's treating you as dear children. This trouble you're in isn't punishment, it's training, the normal experience of children. Only irresponsible parents leave children to fend for themselves. Would you prefer an irresponsible God? We respect our own parents for training and not spoiling us. So why not embrace God's training so we can truly live? While we were children, our parents did what seemed best to them. But God is doing what is best for us, training us to live God's holy best. At the time, discipline isn't much fun. It always feels like it's going against the grain. Later, of course, it pays off handsomely, for it's the well-trained who find themselves mature in their relationship with God. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Isn't that what we want, to be mature in our relationship with God? That was from Hebrews chapter 12, 4 to 11, from the Message translation. So to allow God to help you overcome the blues, believe the positive, look for the purpose, and number three, the you, utilize the promises, utilize the promises. Part of our struggle with the blues may be caused by our ignorance of God's word and a subsequent failure to act on God's promises to us. Daily read God's word. Let it speak to your situation. Then claim and act on the promises of God. Remember what Romans chapter 15, verse 4 assures us. The Apostle Paul writes, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Amen. Utilize the promises. Number four, the E, encourage other people. Encourage other people. Now, this may be the opposite of how you feel, but one of the most effective ways of lifting personal discouragement is through encouraging someone else. We can be so focused on our own problems that we miss the chance to help those who are in need around us. Now be prepared. God will give you opportunities to encourage someone else through what he has taught you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 in the Message translation says, "All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times, and before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us." Isn't that great? Isn't that encouraging to know that God can use the difficult times that we're going through, that you're going through right now? And as you learn to depend upon him and you see his faithfulness, then you can in turn encourage someone else that he can do this for them. Helping others with their problems often enables us to see what we're going through in a different light. This is what we can read in the July 2021 Discipleship Matters, which I've attached to our bulletin in the email. A purpose to our pain. The writer says, "Once I visited a Christian friend who was determined to divorce her husband. God had delivered him from alcohol abuse, but she decided she wanted nothing more to do with him. I shared how my husband Steve and I had struggled in our marriage. I shared how I felt when Steve spoke harshly to me. I told her that I, too, had felt like running away on more than one occasion. "You understand exactly how I feel," she marveled. As we talked, I wondered, would I be able to help this friend if I hadn't been through hard times with Steve? I encouraged her not to give up. I described how God had been faithful to answer my prayers. At that moment, the hurts I had experienced in our marriage seemed worth it because they opened the door to empathize with someone else. Just as Paul wrote, I realized, we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Believe the positive. Look for the purpose. Utilize the promises. Encourage other people. And finally, the S, sing God's praises. Sing God's praises. Psalm 66, verse 2 says, sing about the glory of his name. Tell the world how glorious he is. Now, not all of us can sing, but certainly most of us could praise the Lord a lot more than we do. First of all, because he is worthy of our praise. He is certainly worthy of our praise. And secondly, because praising God benefits us. It brings us hope as we review who he is and what he has done. Praise helps lift us out of despair. Join with the psalmist in proclaiming, this is Psalm 71, verses 14 and the beginning of verse 15. I will never give up hope or stop praising you. All day long, I will tell the wonderful things you do to save your people. Amen. Amen. How to overcome the blues? Believe the positive. Look for the purpose in what you're going through. Utilize the promises of God. Encourage other people from what you've experienced in God's grace. And finally, sing God's praises. Praise him, even in the storm. Thank you, Lord. Now go in peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for joining us today.